Prabhupada answers what says while you stay in Vrindavan, in fifth, text number five, he says while staying in Vrindavan, one has to do some things. Five things he quoted. In that, Sripad says, you engage your material body in the service of Vrindavan Dham when you stay in Vrindavan. So, can you please explain the best ways, what best ways one can utilize their material body in the service of Vrindavan Dham?
You're saying in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, he's saying one should serve Vrindavan with his body?
The material body, one's material body.
What does that mean? I don't, I'd like to see the Bengal, I mean the Sanskrit in the translation.
It is Shatka 1, 5th verse.
Hmm?
It is first Shatka 5th verse.
Vrindavan Mahimamrita Shatak 1, verse 5. You're asking about the meaning of it. But he's saying that here. Because in the last line he says, Sri Vrindavanam Eva Sarva Panamam Sarva Atman Ashrayatam. Sri Vrindavan Eva Sarva Paramam. Of all the holy places, Sri Vrindavan is the topmost holy place. We should completely take shelter there. Sarva Atma Ashraya. Sarva Atma Ashraya. It's all thrown together. It's a Sandhi. Sarvatman Ashray. Sarvatman Ashri Yatam. We should take shelter of Vrindavan with our body, mind, and words. It says that. It says shelter. I don't see anything about seva. It says deyas yasya samarpanena sudrida prema samastitam. He says that one will become very fixed and steady in prema samarpan if he uses his body to completely worship the Lord. Then it says here he's saying the translation here, which is not correct. Meditate on the abode of Vrindavan with intense love. Then, because there, you can see the word there, you can see in Sanskrit, the same as Hindi maybe, vilutana. Vilutana means to roll in the dust. You have English translation or what?
Yeah.
What's up? It says, meditate on the abode of Vrindavan with intense love. Premotkina vinchintiyan. Always think of Vrindavan with love and then sarvangam. So you should cover all the limbs of your body should be covered with the dust of Vrindavan by rolling in the dust. Or the ladies don't so much roll in the dust. Sometimes you see people roll in the dust. Ladies also. I guess you can do off your body. And thus achieve firm love for God. Worship the beloved Lord of Radha and satisfy all animate and inanimate living entities in Vrindavan. This way take shelter with your body, mind, and speech. It seems pretty clear to me, but just to make it more clear, he's telling here, basically saying you have to serve Vrindavan with your body, mind, and words. So you can serve Vrindavan by paying obeisances to the Leela Stalis. Das Goswami every day was offering 3,000 obeisances right in front of his kutir. It wasn't going anywhere. Just in front of his kutir. Must have been a big hole there in the dirt going down somewhere. 3,000 obeisances. There's 1,000 to different Thakurjis and oh, Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, Subhadra, Bhimala Devi. Then so many Thakurjis that he's seen because he was 16 years in Jagannath Puri and then he was staying here and over here and like this. So then so many devotees, all the great devotees, in Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami like this, offering obeisances. So this is a form like rolling in the dust. Lying in the dust, offering obeisances. Or you can also roll. Like people go to the samadhi. If you go to the samadhi, Rupa Goswami, roll in the dust. Or, I don't know, ladies doesn't look so good, but sometimes they pay obeisances and they rub the dust on their body. Because that's what it says, Saranga Milutane. Because you roll in the dust means all your whole body should cover the dust. Sometimes when devotees go and go around Parikrama, they roll in the dust. Ladies also. Because I used to take yatris around on Parikrama and we would do like that. I'd say, okay, all the ladies go down there, all the men here. Because now it's all paved everywhere around, little red bricks everywhere, many places. But it used to be mostly sand and just soft sand all the way around Govardhan. And this was in 2000, 5, 6, 7, 8, like that, 8, 9, 7, 8, 9, 6, 7, 8, 9, I was taking yatras. Yatris around Govardhan here and there. And we would say, okay, let's do some lutan. Let's roll in the dust. It's also part of the practice during Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan. 500 years ago when Lord Chaitanya was here, lutana is part of one of the practices that was done during the Sankirtan party. Karatal means clapping the hands. And then there's clapping hands, playing mridanga. Karatala means karatali, then lutan. It's in my Appreciating Navadvipa book. I describe the different aspects of the traditional Harinam Sankirtan party. One was singha, horn. We have a horn. So someone would play the horn, and then other people roll in the dust, and some people will dance, and some people will cut their hands and play mridanga, and then janjan, and like this. So he says here, with your body, roll your entire body in a dust of Vrindavan, offer your body in a service of Vrindavan. Deyas yasya samarpanena, sudrida prema. Then you'll get surjita prem. So samarpan, what does it mean to samarpan? Offer your body. Offer your body means that with your body, your active senses, you serve. Serve Vrindavan means serve the Brijvasis, serve the Kuta. You buy some food to feed the birds, or you take atta, dough, and you go to the Radhakund, Shamakund, or some Govindakund or some lake or whatever, and make little balls and you go and feed the fish. So that's serving with your body. Your hands are part of your body, you know? And your legs, you walk there and you go like this, little tiny pieces and the fish come eat. Or you buy this muli thing, like puffed rice, they eat that also. That mudi, whatever they call it. So this is serving with the body. Doing parikrama is serving with the body. Taking darshan is serving with the body. You know, look at the beauty of Vrindavan. Go for a walk here on the pathways and here, go to Govardhan, Varsana, Parikrama, whatever. So it's not so complicated. Was that some confusion for you? As far as the different ways, he just says rolling in the dust. He's mentioning rolling in the dust. Because rolling in the dust, of course, of Vrindavan, we shouldn't take it lightly. It's worshipped and honored and prayed to by the greatest devotees of the universe. In fact, it says in Govinda Lilamrita and other shastras that the great devatas like Shiva, Indra, and Brahma, and Varun, and all the great devatas, Chandra, they come down every afternoon, Aparan Lila, when Krishna's coming back with the cows. From 3:36 p.m. to 6 p.m. and he's bringing all the cows, Uttara Goshta Lila, and they come down to worship Krishna with the big artik. Then they start rolling in the dust. It's called Goduli Snan. They take a bath with the dust of the feet of the cows, Krishna's cows. They consider this the best ornamentation for their body and the best purification for their hearts. So they even the devatas are coming down to do Vilutan, rolling in the dust. And Uddhava Mahashaya, he's praying for the dust of the feet of the gopis. Asamaho Charna Renu. It's a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmar Gita. After Uddhava Mahashaya witnessed the amazing display of the gopis' intense love for Krishna and separation, Radharani, with her Chitra Japa and Udgorna, total madness and crazy talks to the bumblebee, then he was totally amazed, and all he could say was this verse: Asam maho charna renu jusham mahamsyam brindavane kim abhigoma lato shadinam yadustyajam swa janam arya patam chahitva bejor mukunda paravim shuti bir vimrigyam. Asamaho charna renu jusham, renu jusham hamsyam. Oh, how astonishing it is. Charna renu means the dust of the lotus feet. The Brajagopis have given up everything that it's very difficult to renounce, such as their own families and children and husbands, and the Aryapatam, the path of chastity and honor and personal dignity. And they have taken shelter, they have worshipped Mukunda, they do Mukunda Bhajan, which is a way and a path which is desired for and searched for and hankered for by the great Shrutis. The great Shrutis would also like to become gopis. This first, he said, my prayer is that I may become a bush, a goma, or lata, or oshadi, a bush or a creeper, a blade of grass in Vrindavan, to receive the dust of the feet of the Brajagopis. Asamaho charna renu jishamaham syam. From the same chapter. This is actually the next verse. This is a continuation of the prayers of Uddhava Mahashaya, chapter 47, Brahma Gita, 10th canto, chapter 47, verse 63. We heard 61 and 62, and this is now, because we're talking about the dust of the feet and the power of, we're talking about Vrindavan Luktinam, rolling in the dust, because Saraswati Pad is telling us, Primot Kyayina Vichintyatam Vilutane Sravangam. We should roll in the dust of Vrindavan, sarva anga, cover our whole bodies. So the dust is so valuable that here, Uddhava Mahashaya, the Sakshat Shishya, direct disciple of Brihaspati and heavenly planets, he learned directly from him. He's again glorifying the gopis, the dust of their feet. Vande nanda brajastrinam pararenam abhikshnasha yasam harikato gitam punati bhuvanatrayam. Vande nanda brajastrinam padarenam abhikshnasha yasam harikato gitam punati bhuvanatrayam. Uddhava Mahashaya said, Vande nanda brajastrinam padarenam abhikshnasha. I offer my respects to the nanda braj. Nanda braj is another way of saying Vrindavan. Nanda braj, the cowherd village of Nanda. I offer my respect to the Nanda Brajastrinam, to the ladies, the young ladies, coward ladies who live in Vrindavan, under Vrindavanishwara, the Lord of Vrindavan, Nandaraj, Brajaraj, Nanda. Padarenam Abhikshnasha. He says, I want to perpetually be covered with the dust. Padarenam Abhikshnasha. Abhikshnasha means perpetually. I forever pray to the dust. I worship these ladies and pray to the dust of their feet. Why? Why is it so special? Yasam harikata udgitam. Harikata udgit. Gita means to sing, and udgita means to sing loudly. Hare Krishna. So harikata, they were not just speaking softly, mellow harikata, but loudly. Harikatod Gitam, what is the effect, or what is the prabhava, or the result of those gopis speaking the glories of Krishna, about the beautiful form of Krishna, the beautiful loving exchanges of Krishna, the beautiful leelas of Krishna? Punati Bhuvanatrayam. It purifies the three worlds. Because punya, punati means to purify. And the word punya means, or punya, we say punya karma, or krita punya punja. Punya means pious deeds or good deeds, but it also means beauty. It also means charu. The word punya also means charu. Charu means beautiful. In Sanskrit, they give. So it means beautiful, and it means fortunate. So the punati bhuvanatrayam. So when the gopis are singing the harikata, loudly singing harikata, it purifies the whole universe, and it makes it very beautiful. It makes it very beautiful also. So again, he's glorifying the dust. So therefore, when you do lutanam, and you roll in the dust of Vrindavan, there's a good chance when you roll, that's why they say, go to Leela Stalis, go to Vamshivat, go to Sevakunj Nidiban, and you go off the trail somewhere, wherever you find some dust somewhere, if you can, underneath the little bushes at Nidiban, and you roll in the dust over there. And then you'll get the dust of the feet of Krishna and the gopis, in the Madhurya Ras. Nidiban, you go in Nidiban. In Nidiban, little trees everywhere and some little footpath. But you go off the footpath and go under the trees and watch out for ants, many ants. Especially, and you roll in the dust. And so, Monkey Bihari, Swami Haridas, Swami Haridas. Because he's still there doing bhajan. Mm-hmm. So you have to mention him, you know. Swami Haridas. That's why a big part of Radharaman Darshan is the darshan of Radharaman's beloved Pujika, the worshipper. We go to the samadhi of Gopal Bhatta, the Prakat Stali. There's samadhi, Prakat Stali, and Thakurji Gar, all there together. The tree that he appeared under, this tree or whatever. I think he, at night, it says that Gopal Bhatta had several shilas. He kept them in a basket in the tree, that tree. And that tree was an island. An island was surrounded by water. And he used to hire some chokidars, you know, and they kept bow and arrow. And the bow and arrow, the arrows they would dip in poison. The metal tip, you know, because if you have to hit the person straight in the heart or whatever to kill them. If you hit them somewhere else, they may not die. But if you put poison, then you just nick their arm, just scratch or nick their arm, then the poison goes in the bloodstream. Even though if an arrow goes like that, you just wrap some cloth around and stop the bleeding and keep shooting. The kshatriya. It's called glaze. You get a glaze. It just glazes. But it has poison on it. When it pierces your skin, then the poison enters your bloodstream and you're finished. So they were serious. Anybody tries to steal Radharaman. Mm-hmm. So that bow, one of those ancient bows they have inside their museum collection at Radharaman, they have one of those bows that was used to, and bows and some of the arrows. There's a history of Radharaman. So he used to be kept on an island, and Gopal Bhatta would go there by boat and then do the puja over there. So maybe that tree was surrounded by water or whatever, I don't know how it all worked 500 years ago. But these are the stories. Amazing. So this is the dust of Vrindavan. So as I was saying, some devotees, they every day they eat a little bit of the dust of Vrindavan and they put on their head also. And this to show the greatest reverence for the Brajaduli. This is Goduli. Goduli, we say Goduli. Well, Goduli generally means the dust of the cow's feet. Goduli. Duli means dust, rainam. But go also means gopis. Means Gwal and Gopi. Go. So Goduli means the dust of the feet of the gopis, and dust of the feet of the cows, and dust of the feet of the coward boys, especially Nanda Nandan. Yashoda Nandan. So when we wander around these places, we don't find the dust of Krishna's feet in the guest houses, in the hallways of the guest house, or in the stairwell of the guest house, or the elevator of the guest house. We won't find the dust of Goduli there. Find the dust of Adidas. Adidas dust or Puma dust. Puma Duli. Puma Duli. Adidas Duli, whatever. So this is... Because you imagine that Prabhupada Saraswati was living in Kaliyadaha, doing bhajan, and the Yamuna was flowing right in front of his kutir. His kutir was here, and 5 feet away, the Yamuna was flowing, and it went so far. No. And all sandy paths everywhere, all just sandy footpaths along the river, and little gullies going here and there. So romantic and so natural, beautiful, pastoral, quiet. The energy is still there. The ambience is still there now, just covered with a lot of buildings and noise and whatnot. But the vibration, the spiritual vibration and the spiritual emanation and leelas are still resonating in these trees and resonating in this land. So if one has the right ears, he can hear. If one has the right eyes, he can see. And if one has the right hands, he can feel. And the right chest and body, he can also sense and feel. So when we embrace the trees in Vrindavan, if the person has the right consciousness, he can feel the Vrindavan energy and Vrindavan love coming through the trees when he embraces them. Or the land, when you lie in the land of Vrindavan. Or put your head in the steps of a Leela Stali. Radhakund, or your head in front of Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir or Gopal Bhatta's Samadhi. These are worshipable places and highly surcharged spiritual places. So we have our Radhakund over here, and you have your Nidhiban Sevakund over there, and all your great Thakurjis. Our great Thakurji is Sakshat Radharani and Sakshat Giriraj. Here we have Sakshat Krishna as Giridhari and Radharani. So you have Bunki Bihari, Radharaman, like this. They're very special. And Radha Vallabha also. Because they're still there. They didn't go anywhere. See, the Damodar went to Jayapur. And they say he came back. A lot of people say he didn't come back. I don't know. Whatever. But it's clear. Radharaman, always here. Bunki Bihari, always here. And Radha Vallabha, always here.